98.1 The River, Homegrown was Sirius B, the name of the song, Bella Chow, and you might know them as a very gypsy rock band here in Asheville. They're a lot of fun, and they're also going to be performing at the Asheville Vaudeville Halloween show coming up on the 29th and 30th, and Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter, doing some coverage on the Asheville Vaudeville. She's on the line with me, and it's time for our Mountain Express Spotlight of the Week. Hello, Allie.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going good this week, man. Sirius B going to be performing at Asheville Vaudeville along with a lot of other performers, and it sounds like a pretty cool event for Halloween.
Yeah, I think it's going to be bigger and better than ever. It's really exciting that Asheville Vaudeville's back. They've been on a little bit of a hiatus since May, kind of just regrouping and figuring out what to do next. It had been like an every other month show, and now they're moving to a quarterly model, but that's going to be great because they've moved from the BB Theater, which is an awesome theater, but a little tiny, and they were always selling it out. So now they're in the 400-seat ACT main stage, which is a really big move for them, but I think they're going to probably sell that out too. Both of these shows will have a Halloween theme, and they're going to have like juggling with like one juggler on another juggler's shoulders. They're going to have belly dancers on stilts. They're going to have aerialists. It's going to be huge. There's going to be a Halloween costume party starting at 6:30 in the lobby before each show, and then a portion of the proceeds from both shows go to Mana Food Bank, which is just awesome.
That is awesome, and a lot of cool stuff happening on Halloween, which the Mountain Express will have a roundup as well.
Yeah, some really cool things. I think the biggest party that I know of is at the Grove Complex over there at 11 on Grove. They're doing something like pretty much like the entire week leading up to Halloween, and then just this huge like three-level blowout. They always just blow it out for all of the major holidays, but they really know how to do Halloween. It's all decorated and like bands and DJs and all kinds of cool stuff. So definitely check that out and just check the Mountain Express for all the other goings-on Halloween-wise.
Yeah, and another place to also scope out just while I'm here, SpookyAsheville.com. The River has gotten together with that website to get some of the shows out to you, but always the Mountain Express giving us everything we need to know on stands on Wednesday. And Halloween weekend's kind of what we're focusing on here, and the big, huge thing that's going to take over Asheville Halloween weekend, Moog Fest, happening at the Civic Center, the Orange Peel, and also at the Thomas Wolfe.
That is just going to be huge. It is so exciting because being the first year for this festival, no one knows exactly how it's going to happen, but just some huge, huge names. And we've been having a great time getting coverage together for that. We've had interviews with Big Boy, Devo, Hot Chip, Pretty Lights, Thievery Corporation, Sleigh Bells, and then our awesome freelancer, Miles Britton, who's actually going to miss Moog Fest because he's off to get married now and he'll be on his honeymoon. But he did this really fun questionnaire with all the different bands, and they answered awesome questions like, would you rather be a zombie or a robot, and describe your best Halloween costume in detail. We actually have photos of some of these performers in their Halloween costumes as kids, so hopefully we'll be able to run those. He was just really on it, and Miles got us some great coverage, and then we'll have extensive coverage online as well all throughout the festival.
Oh my gosh, it sounds really, really cool. Definitely Moog Fest going to be crazy. The River going to be having a lot of coverage as well, so be listening in for some of our interviews and everything that you need for the overview. Snag the Mountain Express to have in hand while you're going through the weekend, and you can pick that up on stands on Wednesday. And real quick, Allie, I want to congratulate you and also take the time to thank people who voted for us in the Mountain Express readers poll that came out just this past week.
I know. It's so great that everybody takes the time to go on and vote for that. It's really fun to be working in such a great community that's so supportive of the arts. And I appreciate my second place win every year. Nobody could ever beat Ken Hankey, so I am happy to take second to him. Definitely congratulations to you on the radio DJ win. That is just awesome.
Dude, I know. Second year in a row, I can't tell you how appreciative I am. I mean, you said it exactly how I feel about it. What an awesome community that supports us and what we do and what we love to do, and you couldn't ask for better people to be supporting you, and thanks for taking the time and going and voting. It's just awesome. And this year, the Mountain Express Readers Poll, bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah, so big, it's sort of frightening. But yeah, two issues. Second one's still out on stands, so check that out, and then new issue coming up.
Yep, and mountainx.com is where you can go to get more info and to check out those details. Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter, thanks so much for checking in, girl, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, talk to you then.
On the way, Wayne Robbins and the Hellsayers to start things off, some Zach Deputy, and of course our feature artist of the evening, Jenna Lindbo, is going to be joining me in the studio. Hang with us. You're listening to 98.1 The River, Homegrown.